This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An overpass carrying a subway train collapsed in Mexico City late Monday night, killing dozens of people, including children. According to local government officials, scores of people have been hospitalized, seven of whom are in serious condition. The train was traveling on an elevated part of the city's rapid transit system when part of the overpass collapsed onto traffic below. Sparking inflation concerns, the Treasury Department says it's expected to borrow $463 billion in the current April to June quarter and $2.28 trillion for the full budget year as the government finances continued pandemic relief measures. The Treasury on Monday projected a borrowing need of $821 billion for the July through September quarter. The massive core of a Chinese rocket used last week is falling out of orbit, and where it lands is anybody's guess. The 100-foot-long object, weighing about 21 metric tons, will re-enter Earth within weeks, and it will probably crash somewhere. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
With a vaccine update, Dan Naraki reports.
The latest data from the CDC shows that 44% of Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with nearly 32% of all adults fully vaccinated. Health experts have said that number would need to be between 70 and 80% for the nation to reach a herd immunity against the virus, but it may not be necessary to reach that level to be able to return to pre-pandemic life. Dr. Ashish Jha says that he believes we can reach herd immunity, but the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that current efforts should still be able to drive infections down to a manageable level.
First, I do think that we can get there. Again, we just got to keep vaccinating, and I know that a lot of people are unsure, but if we get people off the fence and get vaccinated, I think we can get there. Second is, we don't have to get to herd immunity to get much of our lives back. Even if we get into the 60s and 70s in terms of vaccinations, I think it's going to make a massive difference. Infection numbers, we're going to plummet, maybe even earlier than that. So it'd be great to get to herd immunity, but I'm okay if we don't.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The border crisis with the surge of people trying to get into the United States is a real threat to national security. Republican Texas Congressman August Pfluger tells Fox News this is not a partisan issue.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it just goes to the point that, look, this is not a partisan issue. This is a national security issue. This is an issue that's facing our country, and yet President Biden, Vice President Harris have done nothing. They haven't been to the border and visited to see what's going on. And, you know, these are Band-Aid fixes that really aren't addressing the heart of the issue, which is the fact that their policy is a reversal of the Trump policies because of their visceral hatred for those, you know, just that word, are causing the influx and just a massive surge of illegal immigrants to our southern border.
With 2,200 migrants apprehended a day just in the Rio Grande sector, Congressman Pfluger says his district is being seriously challenged.
Well, we're seeing exactly that, and it's actually affecting my district. You know, we're not on the border. We're about 100 miles removed. at the closest point. But just on Friday, we found 33 Guatemalans in a stash house in Midland, Texas. This is unacceptable, and it's the human trafficking. I've talked about it before. It's the coyotes, the cartels, the criminal activity that are moving the numbers that you just mentioned through our country. And look, I mean, right now, it's hitting Texas really hard. It's hitting Arizona. It's hitting the border states. But guess what? It's coming to the rest of the United States, and we're going to see that activity in stash houses just like we see here.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. The managing editor of Stream.org, Al Parada, joins us now. Hey, Al, I guess maybe if we make D.C. a state, then maybe they'll let dancing come back, huh? What do you think?
I would hope so.
No dancing in D.C. these days. How's that?
Well, given how much the mayor's wrecked the place, who, you know, except for weddings, Steve, who would want to dance? Who's going to dance in D.C.?
Exactly.
But, yeah, that's nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Unbelievable. Well, you love these oppressive, blue-minded leaders and what they're doing. I say love it in a very satirical manner, of course, because you feel for people anytime, you know, freedoms are infringed upon. And who would have thought here in the United States of America? I mean, we have two Americas here, Al. I mean, we've got a free and we've got a an imprisoned America that's, you know, you've got citizens being imprisoned and locked down in so many ways. I mean, what Biden is doing with the economy and this sort of thing and $6 trillion of projected spending and all this. I mean, it's just what you're watching our liberties just fly out the window here.
Yeah. As you know, I was off last week and I was driving. I did a lot of driving through a lot of different states. And all I kept thinking was, it's a beautiful country run by ugly people. And you see it. I mean, you can see the difference when you go from a, quote, free state. I mean, it sounds like a dystopian novel.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. No.
From a free state, and I cross the line into, one of these lockdown states, and you can just feel the difference in the way people operate. And even though you are seeing more and more signs of people rebelling, I mean, there's some places where, you know, they still have to, you know, wear your masks, blah, 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 and people are ignoring it.
Right.
I've noticed that in more places.
Well, people are getting confused because, you know, we went from, you know, a mandated situation, and then even in parts of Florida, I mean, people are nervous. It's all, you know, I go into various places, and I just respect, you know, what the current facility, what they're dealing with. I don't want to cause any problems. But even, you know, even the workout facility I go to, they tell you at the door, wear a mask, but as soon as you get, you know, past the reception area, nobody's wearing masks.
It's not healthy. Just
right.
a girl in New England, a young lady in New England, championship runner. We're not talking about like me trying to do it 800 meters,
right.
You know, and she's collapsing because she couldn't get the oxygen.
Right.
That's scary. That should scare the, you know, what out of everybody. and just realize the absurdity of having athletes running around with masks.
Well, it's so absurd anyway on its face, because we're told that we should listen to the science. Well, right off the bat, you're ignoring science, because we were taught in science that you don't want to inhibit your breathing, because we breathe in oxygen and expel carbon dioxide. We get the oxygen from the plants, and we pay the plants back by giving them our carbon dioxide, right? So now we're interfering with the process. And also another thing, you know, when I was growing up, you know, kids, just to be goofy, would stick their head in a paper bag and breathe until they'd pass out just for fun. We were demented children. It's a whole other story. But, the deal was, thank God nobody got injured. But, you know, but still, it's just like, just don't do that sort of thing. And then I still have to laugh when I watch people driving in their cars by themselves and they have a mask on. It's going, oh, my God, I hope you can maintain your senses here. But it also, but what it also does, it speaks to just how weak the masks are in terms of blocking any kind of, you know, really oxygen, much less a virus, right?
Yeah. And again, you're talking about follow the science. And the science was saying a year ago, studies were showing that the 6 foot distance thing was nonsense. That it was basically a meter,
right?
Three feet a meter.
3 feet, you know? Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
Yet that got ignored for a year. And to how much destruction by because of the 6 feet in terms of keeping kids out of classrooms, and even now we're finding out that the teachers' unions had more sway on that than the CDC, the scientists.
Yes.
People who deal with little microbes, you know.
Well, they're all part and parcel of the democratic principle of not letting a good crisis go to waste. Look at what they've done. And, and maybe what may come out of all this is a justification of people kind of being fed up with this deal, saying, look at what the teachers unions have done. For all the money that America invests in education, what's our return? I mean, what are we ranking, 27th, 37th in the world or something like that for education? I mean, that's unacceptable.
Yeah. And so like you said, that might be the one, you know, one of the little silver linings is more people finding, you know, whether homeschooling or more alternative schools and just different ways of educating that remove the power from these people who are brainwashing the kids to begin with.
Well, under Trump, it was being suggested we'd have, some voucher opportunities here. Of course, all those ideas got burned up real quick on the departure of Donald Trump because of, you know, the Biden administration's, beholding to the teachers union, right?
Yeah.
Let's just continue to reward incompetence. We know that in any kind of situation, I mean, this is a systemic issue. This is brought to, and it's sad. I think of, people who are in the teaching profession, have relatives in the teaching profession, and their heart's in the right place, but they tell me continuously the administrative, monolith that exists within education is just, it's overwhelming. And you're forced to go along to get along. So if they say you're going to be teaching the 2019 project, though you know it's ludicrous, you have to teach it.
Yeah. Yeah. I too have a family member who's a teacher. And the nightmare of the last year, bureaucracy and stupid decisions where, okay, this county, these two counties are right next to each other, and they have totally different rules and totally different ways of going about it, and or just systems. Well, how do you use systems? Or the fact you turn on to teach a class, like a Zoom or whatever the technology is for the class, and you know that only five of the 15 students are actually even paying attention.
Right.
They figured out how to game the system.
Well, the kids are saying, hey, I don't know if you saw this last deal. They said, yeah, we just went to sleep.
Yeah.
We were just sleeping.
It's just nonsense. And so we're losing a year or two of education of these kids. And
it's exponential, Al, because what happens is the brain gets stifled. It's like any muscle. It atrophies. And here it is. I mean, to get these kids back up to pace and to get them to where they can, even get back to the starting line, it's going to take more than 2 years here. The damage the long-term damage to the kids. And this is something that, to me, teachers should know better. They should know this. And I'm surprised that they're not, you know, they're not championing the cause, you know, for their, you know, for their students to get them back in the class, because that's where they need to be. That's where the teachers need to be. And look at, if there's any risk, then look at, we don't want you to, you know, take any chances, you know, protect yourself. We should be able to manage that, but let's get the kids back in school. Al Parada is with us from Stream.org, and he'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
It really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Yes, what I love about Al Parada, because whenever he's around, he comes with theme music. It's head-bobbing theme music, you know, but be careful. especially if you're wearing a mask, because sometimes you can exercise and get a little too lightheaded. But nonetheless, you can still bob. And I don't know if D.C., if you can still bob your head, you just can't dance. I don't know. Do they count that as dancing, bobbing your head?
I think bobbing your head is okay, but okay. You know, shifting back and forth, I think you're out. You're toast. You're history. You're lost in the Potomac.
They're going to throw the flag on you. It's a 15-yard penalty, clearly, yeah. No doubt. He is the managing editor of The Stream at The Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Hey, Al, what do you make of this Texas special election? I thought this was quite telling. And you know, and maybe two derivatives from that is the Democrats were all out of extra ballots, so they couldn't cheat as before. I don't know, possibly. You know, maybe they didn't think this was, you know, the deal was on there. Maybe they needed to take a breather. They, you know, how dare them, you know, continue to cheat through these elections. Or that there's a trend here that the people are responding and saying, you know, hell no to Uncle Joe's $6 trillion plan and socialist agenda.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. It was great that down in Texas 6th District, that, you know, they have a special election. And the Democrats really thought that they could get their gal into the runoff at least, and then have a shot at flipping the seat.
Right.
And the Democrat didn't even, you know, finish with number two. The two Republicans topped it off, and so
right.
They shut out. They were like, okay, we might be able to flip this. They got shut out, and they got shut out bad. Mm-hmm. And so that's being seen as a bellwether. And you're also seeing, I guess, in Austin, there were some local elections that went a little bit of the Republicans' way and mm-hmm. voted down some of the crazy stuff that was being done in Austin. And so you're seeing, I mean, again, so it's Texas, so you go, oh, maybe not. But again, if in Austin there was some...
In Austin, that's yeah. The canary in the coal mine, isn't it, I would think? A bit.
I'd be sweating Austin if I'm the Democrats. Is like, okay, that doesn't look too good.
Right.
If they're getting sick there, and I didn't see the whole story yet because I just flashed by on them. But that, like in New York, is even losing. You know, more and more people are moving towards Republicans in New York.
Mm.
You know, and you can see it. And I think you can feel that within the country. Again, I was in 17 states or 16 states in a 3-week period.
Mm.
You don't see that. You don't see the Biden signs, Mr.
No,
A.
no.
You don't see.
Hey, well, even during the election, I didn't see any. The only signs I'm seeing is I didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing more of those signs going, well, you know, how did we get the 82 million people that voted for him?
I don't know. In Delaware, I expect it. In all seriousness, you know, you go to a state, you know, Arkansas, there's all this stuff about Bill Clinton everywhere, and that's fine.
Yeah,
you know,
he
want to be proud. Delaware, yeah, I thought I would see more Biden stuff in Delaware. I didn't see it. I did see a couple Trump signs. And what's weird, and I don't know if you've seen this when you travel around, too, it's not just that people left out the old signs from last fall.
Yes.
No, no. They're putting up new ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I've never seen that for a candidate who quote, lost.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is.
No, they're making a statement. There's no doubt about it. I can tell you, I had this sense of compassion, you know, for those people that, and I say those that hated Trump so bad. And I hate to use that word, but, you know, I don't know what other word to use. But they had such a disdain for Trump, and they just, you know, kept building up this animus within their own spirit and their own psychology. And I have to be careful, frankly, with Joe Biden. You know, I see, you know, I'm thinking, you know, even his proposals and everything that they're talking about, and he wants to unify. And nobody in the administration is talking about, how about if we just make government a little bit more effective? Can we raise the bar here a little bit? You know, like what we're talking about, teachers. You know, you're 27th. I mean, you belong to a profession that's as good as you can do, 27th in the world with all the money that we're putting in and investing for education. 27th? That's terrible. That's a terrible performance. It's not even mediocre. That's how bad it is. And somehow it's okay, right? And here we are, we're looking at $30 trillion, and there's not one proposal whatsoever to say, hey, look, we're going to really do a deep dive. We already know that, you know, Senator Coburn years ago talked about this duplicative waste that was going on with our budget. Trump discovered the same thing, 17 agencies within the bureaucracy that, you know, responsible for duplicative waste. Nothing to cut back, nothing to offer any kind of fiscal responsibility. Nope, $6 trillion, let's, you know, let's just do this, you know.
Let's just throw the money out there, yeah. I mean, you go back to Clinton Gore when they had the reinventing government back when Al Gore was a relatively sane person. The reinventing government thing, they examine the government in ways to make it more efficient. I've seen nothing out of. I know they love the government. They love big government, but I'm not seeing much of a love for having government being doing things efficiently.
Because the rest of America, Al, with these ludicrous policies and spendings they come up with, guess what? You and I are around the dinner table talking to the family, saying, "Okay, hey, we got to cut back here. We noticed gas has gone up a buck a gallon. I mean, that was a huge deal for me. Well, you know, Florida. I left Florida last time. It was 230. We're up to 260 right now. But 230 when I left and went to California, and it was still over $4. Yeah. You know, from east to west coast. This is insane."
These are things that hurt average people. And, you know, the DC folks aren't going to be hurting. You know, the politicians aren't going to be hurting with the gas. You know, average people are. And again, it's a result of policy. And you know, okay, I know. You know, Joe talking about, you know, oh, taxes aren't going to go up on people under $400,000. But yeah, but when I'm paying, you know, what, 70, 80, 90 cents more a gallon for gas. Yeah. Because of your policy.
But the deal is, the thing is, and I'm glad you brought that up, the $400,000, right? Because the way it was framed, it was $400,000 and per person, and then all of a sudden they backed off in this, it was per household, and then he brings it up again, but he doesn't clarify. He just says $400,000, nobody making under four. Well, that's not true, because is it per person or per household?
Yeah. It's like when he promised, you know, $2,000 payout or something.
You're still waiting for that, aren't you?
We're including the money from back then. We're including the money from last year, too. Okay, great.
He's such a genius. He just thinks that everybody's so stupid, you know.
Did you see the latest thing? I mean, it's a nice shot, but you go, wait a minute, something's weird here. There's the picture of him and Jill with the Carters, no mask.
Yes. Yeah. Right, exactly.
The same guy who wears a mask outside. To announce that if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask outside, is sitting there next to a 96-year-old president who's had health problems.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's his Photoshop, in which case, you know.
He's conflicted. Well, I'm sure they probably found out that that Jimmy and Rosalind had been, you know, already vaccinated, so everybody's vaccinated there. Although it was so goofy, even at the State of the Union, here you have all these legislators, supposedly, that have been vaccinated. The sign said you don't need to wear a mask, but they're all like a bunch of dummies wearing masks.
It's like, muffle the snores. Yeah, people snoring.
I guess. But, Al, I mean, it's like, you know, you sit there, and then I hear Nancy Pelosi months earlier talking about how smart these people were, that they could be working three or four other jobs, and we're just so fortunate to have the brain trust of these Democratic leaders, and these are the brain trusts that are wearing masks that violate their own CDC scientific principles and dictates that they say everybody else should be adhering to, right?
Yeah. And all that leads is to confusion and the idea that it's a con. That's the problem. When they start politicizing science and medicine, it erodes the trust, and people realize, okay, it's a con. It's a joke. It's a con. And I think that becomes a dangerous thing if you do not believe.
Sure. And to your point, how long does this hang over, Al? And what does it affect down the road?
Yeah, that again.
I mean, that's what this is all part of the conditioning of, you know, a free America to not be so free.
Yeah.
And because you know, they got us going down that yellow brick road of socialism. You know, we're following the heartless or the less than courageous lion and the heartless tin man, right?
Exactly. It goes back to where we.
And Toto just wants lunch. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all good.
But Toto knows what's behind the curtain, and that's what. So
exactly.
let's all be Totos, and let's not be a straw.
Yep.
I need
exactly.
Two boxes of Ben 7. Oh, hello. Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when.
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on, guys. Can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An overpass carrying a subway train collapsed in Mexico City late Monday night, killing dozens of people, including children. According to local government officials, scores of people have been hospitalized, seven of whom are in serious condition. The train was traveling on an elevated part of the city's rapid transit system when part of the overpass collapsed onto traffic below. Sparking inflation concerns, the Treasury Department says it's expected to borrow $463 billion in the current April to June quarter and $2.28 trillion for the full budget year as the government finances continued pandemic relief measures. The Treasury on Monday projected a borrowing need of $821 billion for the July through September quarter. The massive core of a Chinese rocket used last week is falling out of orbit, and where it lands is anybody's guess. The 100-foot-long object, weighing about 21 metric tons, will re-enter Earth within weeks, and it will probably crash somewhere. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your throne. The fight, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, many patients are delaying, even avoiding medical care due to COVID-19 concerns, including delaying care for common treatable sleep disorders, such as obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA. Over 30 million adults in the U.S. have OSA, and about 23.5 million of them are undiagnosed, believe it or not. OSA is a common and serious sleep disorder that causes you to stop breathing during sleep. When this happens, your oxygen level drops, which can cause multiple awakenings from sleep during the night. You often are unaware of these episodes while sleeping. It is important for patients to understand that a problem with snoring could be something much more serious like OSA, and we're going to get more into that in just a moment. Fortunately, many of the damaging effects of sleep apnea can be stopped and even reversed through proper diagnosis and treatment at an accredited sleep center. With us is Dr. Faria Abbasi-Feinberg, and she's here to discuss the signs and symptoms of OSA, treatment options including CPAP, and what to expect when visiting an accredited sleep center. Dr. Feinberg, good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you here to talk about this. I didn't realize it was this. That's a lot of people, 30 million people suffering, you know, from sleep disorders. This is not the way to go to sleep at night.
Absolutely. Your introduction was fantastic. Thank you for doing all the research on it. But you are right. It is an extremely common disorder, And so many people think that snoring is just a joke or, you know, just something that bothers the bed partner. But it can often be a sign of something much more serious. So it's really important to have it evaluated.
Well, let's talk about the signs and symptoms of OSA. Give us the details.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, the most common sign that you hear about is snoring. Now, not everybody that snores has obstructive sleep apnea. But I often tell folks that it's kind of a continuum, right? So what happens is when you're sleeping or when you're breathing, oxygen is going in through your nose and mouth, and it goes down into the lungs, and then it's absorbed and distributed throughout your body as your heart is pumping. So when somebody's snoring, basically what happens is that there's a relaxation of the muscles in the back of your airway, and as that airway closes a little bit, as the air pushes by, it kind of vibrates everything back there, and that's what seems to cause snoring. So as long as you're getting enough air in, it's not necessarily a problem. But in a lot of people, the airway starts to collapse more and more and more, and then boom, you end up not getting enough air in. So snoring is really the main one that we worry about.
So a big warning sign, right?
It is. Mm. Now, typically, you know, we look for other factors as well. So for instance, your bed partner says, you know, definitely stop breathing, you choke, you're snorting, you're gasping. That's an issue. Other signs to look for are if you're not feeling refreshed when you wake up, right? If you're tired and grumpy and if you tend to doze off when you're driving, that is definitely a problem that needs to be evaluated as well.
Exactly. So fatigue or daytime sleepiness, this also could affect our BMI, our body mass index, right?
Well, there's a definite relationship between being overweight and having risk factor, you know, that's a risk factor for obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Now, it's a bit of a myth that you always have to be overweight to have it. I actually take care of some skinny young women who, when they walk in, you're like, no, they probably don't have anything, but then sure enough, they do. But yes, for most of us, as we gain weight, it increases our risk for having sleep apnea. Having high blood pressure is also associated with obstructive sleep apnea. So if you're overweight and you have high blood pressure and you're snoring and you're sleepy during the day, you know, that really raises the suspicion quite high.
Mm-hmm. So what other health issues can OSA and other common sleep disorders cause?
So we know that lack of sleep is affecting a lot of different parts of your body, right? So we know that sleep is so important. It's essential to health. You know, we recommend that most people try to get at least 7 hours of good quality sleep. When you have obstructive sleep apnea, it can lead to other medical issues such as high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke. There is also some association with memory loss and dementia, maybe Alzheimer's disease. And then you really have to look at the quality of life, right? I mean, if you don't feel refreshed enough at your best, you can't function as well as you should.
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Feinberg, if I was to go to a sleep center, you know, what can I expect when going to a sleep center?
So typically you talk to a sleep physician first, right? So those of us that are board certified in sleep medicine will take a thorough sleep history, and then we'll decide, you know, how do we need to evaluate you? So at the, you know, there's a couple of different ways of evaluating for obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. We can either do a home sleep apnea test in some situations, or we bring you into the sleep lab and have you spend the night. You know, both are very safe. The in-lab study is clearly more thorough. It gives us a lot more information than the home sleep apnea test does. But, you know, patients can be evaluated in both ways. During this whole COVID pandemic, you know, there was a lot of concern about doing both home sleep apnea tests as well as the in-lab studies. But, you know, we figured it out. We use all CDC precautions. There's extra cleaning going on. You know, we use different air filtration systems. Of course, everyone is pre-screened and, you know, everybody wears PPE and things like that. So it's actually a very safe environment at this point to come in and get evaluated for your sleep disorder.
Yeah, it sounds like it, and that should keep people, you know, assured and give them the sense of safety and comfort. How does CPAP therapy work?
CPAP therapy stands for continuous positive airway pressure. So it's basically a small interface, either a little mask that sits over your nose or under your nose that you wear. The machine sits at your bedside, and it basically blows air in and opens up your airway. It's akin to, like, a balloon, you know how it just expands the airway? That's what it does. It opens it up. It gets rid of snoring 100%. It treats obstructive sleep apnea very, very well. It decreases your risk of heart disease and high blood pressure. And it helps people sleep better and feel better the next day.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Freya Abbasi-Feinberg, practicing sleep medicine physician with Millennium Physician Group in Fort Myers, Florida. And as she stated, you know, some warning signs that you need to take note of in terms of considering and wondering, well, are you dealing with OSA? You know, snoring, the loud and frequent snoring is a common symptom of sleep apnea. Choking or gasping during sleep, when snoring is paired with choking, gasping or silent breathing pauses during sleep, it's a reliable indicator of sleep apnea. Fatigue or daytime sleepiness, as you can imagine, you're just not getting the kind of 7-8 hours of recommended sleep every night. So excessive daytime sleepiness can also be an indication. Obesity, adults with a body mass index of 30 or higher is what is considered obese, and the risk of sleep apnea increases with the amount of excess body weight. And high blood pressure, between 30 and 40% of adults with high blood pressure also have sleep apnea. And as Dr. Feinberg said, you know, you're not alone in dealing with this. And a lot of studies, Dr. Feinberg, you know, that are coming to play here and that you use and take advantage of at the sleep center, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think if you think that you or a loved one has sleep apnea, you can always go to sleepeducation.org to find more information, to find a board-certified sleep physician, and find an American Academy of Sleep Medicine accredited sleep center.
Well, Dr. Feinberg, that was brilliant. You were reading my mind because I was just going to ask you where they could go for more information. So that's perfect. Thank you again so much for all the information. This has just been terrific. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
An important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount is $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Now with orders. forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're waiting on Nicholas Fondacaro from the Media Research Center. They got a new new study out talking about the number of voters that see news media as easier on Joe Biden as opposed to Donald Trump. Of course, that's pretty straight up, isn't it? I mean, when you have a news media that spent previously 90% of their ink and time speaking negatively of Donald Trump, and I think that's going to be a tough thing for Donald Trump to overcome, because they propagandized, they branded Donald Trump as in their eyes the worst president that could ever happen. But when you look at the policies and the results of where we were under Trump before COVID, I mean, think about it. If COVID had not hit, I don't know, even all the cheating, everything that the Democrats, were able to get away with, could they have possibly won? It wasn't going to happen. I mean, this is unheard of. I mean, when you go back in history, any president that had the kind of numbers that Donald Trump was experiencing on behalf of the country. But, for him to be targeted in the manner in which he was targeted was quite telling as far as the prevailing forces in our country. What did that tell us? I mean, it said that the powers to be, you can call it the deep state, call it what you want, corporate America, the mainstream media, big tech, the communist Chinese, certainly. I mean, so funny, Joe Biden, one of the first things he wants to talk about is Putin's interference with the 2020 elections. I mean, it's like, really? I mean, of all things you're going to talk about is, some possible Russian interference. I mean, look, America interferes with everybody else's, and that doesn't make one more right or wrong or whatever. It's just that's just the way it works. But it's quite galling when you think that after all the money that we spent because of the Russian collusion with Donald Trump, right? Let's impeach him, and we spent $70 million of the people's money. That's just money. That's not counting all the resources that went into it, tying up the Democratic Party. I mean, they were so fixated, there was no way. I mean, for 4 years, they hunkered down. The resistance was in 100%, and they were all following a party line. And forget about any good things that Donald Trump was doing. And how they injured our country in doing that for their own self-interest, not supporting a president. I mean, this really sets into motion a terrible precedent. I mean, the worst thing that we'd want is the same thing to happen that the Republican Party, in contrast, would do the same thing to Joe Biden or any other, you know, Democratic president. But this seems to be the order of the day. We've been conditioned to this end over time. And so here we are. We're dealing with it. And we're paying an incredible amount of money for this government that is, you know, questionably competent. You know, as Jeff Kemp said, Bill, you know, sometimes you're too nice. Well, you know, look, I don't know that anybody goes into office at any level and says, hey, I'm going to go and be the worst congressman I could be and do everything I can to misserve, although there's probably some, you know, diabolical considerations that are in the mix here. So I'm not saying 100%, but there's probably some people with some diabolic intent. That has been the case from day one. And whenever you have an entity like the American dream, like this idea, you're going to have antithetical forces. And we've always had antithetical forces. It's what makes you strong. And, you know, people are right now so sensitive. Oh, you can't, you know, there's no free speech and you get to be canceled and all that. I mean, to what detriment? I mean, we end up at the end of the day with something, you know, less than brilliant, greatly compromised, mediocritized in the process. And it's all brought to you by one side of the aisle. It's a one-party state, like what's happened in California. I mean, I think about, you know, because I was born and raised there. And I love that state. And it was such a great state until the Democrats found a way to take over and take full control. I mean, there's no conscience. There's no consideration. It's a one-party state. They've got it all figured out. And forget about, you know, the number of people who are Republicans that are not being represented in that state. And their voice is squelched. But fortunately, you got some good people there. This young attorney from Yale who was very, very much a part and instrumental in leading the charge against Gavin Newsom for recall. In fact, he wrote a book on recalling Gavin Newsom. You know, he's one of five Republicans there in the state house of California. And that, I mean, one of five, that's it, five out of all the state legislators there. I mean, it's disgusting. But, you know, this is why the state is so messed up and why so many people are leaving and their tax base is eroding. But, you know, it looks good on the surface because of, you know, what's happening, you know, there in Silicon Valley and big tech. They kind of give them cover right now and are protecting, you know, their incompetency. And so they're getting a little bit of a hedge. But, of course, now what's happening with the recall and verified, you know, over 1.6 million signatures. Kind of interesting, huh? How they scrutinized the signatures for the recall, but yet wouldn't do it for votes. You know, you love the rich irony of it all, but that's politics. And that's the way it is. And, you know, I agree with Jeff, you know, you got to be careful. And Jeff Kemp, I'm talking about, you know, you can get so caught up with it that it can run your day and knock you off balance and you let go of your peace. Again, we realize and we know that God is in charge of all this. But so the question is, in the midst of all this insanity, which is what we were warned about, said, look, we would have that time where that which is good would be called evil would be called good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. We're right here. This is where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. And so what are we to do? What's our responsibility in all this? And, you know, and hey, take it from me. When I see injustice like this, then I want to speak out about it. But I also do it with some restraint, I hope, and for your behalf, because I'm not trying to rev you up just to, so that we're all yelling and screaming at one another. But it's like, okay, what's the solution here? What is the better way? I mean, we've been blessed with this great idea, the American idea that, look, you know, again, as a qualifier, because you know, sometimes people, you know, won't hear it anyway. Not claiming that we're perfect, but we have as our goal that we are moving to a more perfect union. You tell me what other country has that aspirational goal written into their DNA. There's none other but America. And look what we've done, you know, in dealing with the problems we had. And I take exception, and you heard me say this the other day, I take exception to people, you know, claiming that slavery was our original sin. That was not our original sin. Our original sin goes back, you know, thousands of years, okay, before that. Yes, it was a sin, but the fact of the matter is, and this is the thing about being a Christian nation, is that we always look for redemption. We get to that point, we realize, okay, look, at this is bad, but we went into it. Our founding fathers went into it and knew that this was a problem. And politics being what it does, it kicks things up the road. And so slavery got kicked up the road to where, unfortunately, it took a civil war. And you had people of all faiths, all walks, and all color and manner that died for freedom. They died for freedom. You got families fighting against one another, you know, and for the sake of freedom. And so here we are. We want to, you know, 100 and some years later, we want to let's re-adjudicate the whole thing all over again. When we weren't there at that point in time, understanding all the dynamics and culture, you read about it and you begin to get a little bit of a glimpse. But it's different. It's different when you're right there in the middle of it. Just like right now, people are going to look back. Our great-great-grandkids are going to look back and say, what were these people thinking with all this wokeism and wokeristas running wild and, you know, coming up with all these ideas. And even then it was ideas that canceled. Said, your idea is not good, and we don't even want to hear about your ideas. So just, you know, as Maisie Arona, just shut up. It's like, oh, great. And you're a leader, yeah, elected leader. Aloha. Yeah, exactly. How pathetic. You know, and this is a poor example of our humanity. You know, when we there's no civility and we disrespect disrespect each other. You know, this is not the higher calling. This is not moving us to a more perfect union. Perfection will never be attained. But if you at least have that idea that that's where we're heading, you're going to have moments of glory where you go, wow, okay, I can see it. I can see this working. But then again, our humanity comes in and steps out. But don't get discouraged. I mean, it's just, hey, it's all part of the process. At the end of the day, we hope that we've got more wins than losses. We're more civil than less civil. You know, I would hope that that measure could be considered, and that the example that we would leave for the coming generations would be one of hope, would be one of industriousness. That look at, we are hardworking people. The reason that America was able to overcome the other nations of the world, first of all, I believe, is the hand of God. And even our founding fathers and our first president said that, but for the hand of divine providence. No doubt, God blessed this nation because we said we wanted to follow God's will. Now, suddenly, and I say suddenly because we see ourselves suddenly, finding ourselves in this moment of time saying, okay, God, we'll take it from here. But this has been a process. This has been going on for quite a while. And you're always going to have those forces that come against good. Where there's good, there's evil. Where there's evil, there's good. And again, hopefully, at the end of the day, there's more good than evil. That's what we all should hope for as we continue. As far as we're blessed right now to be a part of this great idea, that we continue to stay focused on that objective of becoming that more perfect union.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.